Everybody, welcome to episode 114 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Yeah, that's me, and I age slower than camera technology.
That's true. Earlier tonight, Ryan put up a picture taken this year, 2014, and put it next to a picture of himself in the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
And nothing has changed except for the granularity of the photography.
Well, here's the funny part about the old one is that that's also... My mom doesn't have a scanner, so she pulled it out of the frame and took a picture of it with her iPhone. So that's how that picture got to me.
So that's a combination of old technology with new technology.
Yes, yes.
Old Tech 9.
New technology Tech 9. Photographing old technology.
Okay.
Smart.
Yeah. Also with us this week is Dylan Roush.
Hello. I control the funny.
You do?
he's cranked it to 11, so get ready. It goes to like 30, though, so don't expect too much.
It's true.
Gabe, you're here.
Javi, you've been on point with remembering the episode number.
I know.
I don't know.
This ain't my first rodeo.
It might be. Have you ever been to a rodeo?
Actually, once, yes, in Utah.
So that was your first rodeo.
That was my first rodeo. This is my second rodeo.
And you were so happy there because now you can just say, this isn't my first rodeo.
No, the whole time I was there, I was yelling, this is my first rodeo. So we got the whole crew. It's Tuesday. We're a day
it's
late.
It's Tuesday. Yeah, we're day late. And
sorry, world.
It's because Fozzie's car broke down.
But okay. We just did our tax returns, so we're not a dollar short.
That's right.
You could be actually owing that dollar instead.
Fozzie, yeah. Cyrus Fayazi of comic, what makes a Game Over Nation comic fame. Comic commentary fame. His car broke down, and so me and my other lady had to go get it. my better half? My lovely half? Anyways, yeah, we had to go get him, so we couldn't record the show.
I can feel the glare.
Burning through the headset.
Man, maybe Fozzie shouldn't have bought a Mustang.
He did.
I know. Wait,
yeah. Wait, maybe he should have bought a Camaro. Bumblebee.
Bumblebee would have got him out of that. Well.
Anyways, we're here now, a day late, for your amusement. All 91 of you.
Is that the official number?
That's the official number. 81, actually. My bad. 10 of you don't exist.
Well, there's 102 if you... 100, holy shit. There's that many of you fuckers?
No, there ain't.
There's 123.
Prove it! Luda!
Speaking of ludicrous, did you guys see that video that Vin Diesel posted today?
Yes!
That was so cool!
He posted
That's
a video?
Great. He was so sweet. Not even Valentine's Day, but he's singing a song and he's like, te amo, mi amor. He's like smooching off camera. Damn. Yeah,
he posted like a thank you, essentially like a thank you video to the fans for Riddick's success in like DVD sales because it's number one right now apparently. And it's him like lip singing Katy Perry and dancing.
Oh, that's a different video.
And dancing to like a Beyonce's song Surfboard or something.
Wow, that's a...
That's not the one I saw.
Oh, what'd you say?
I saw what Devin linked today. Which
No, that's like a year old.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's a video of Vin Diesel singing Stay Rihanna. By Rihanna.
Yeah. So I didn't see the new video. I thought there was something weird because I saw the news article for the one you're talking about, and I saw the still frame from it. I'm like, that's not from that video.
And he gives like this very heartfelt thank you. And there's talks of a Riddick 2, he says. It's like getting into production.
That's awesome. Although I imagine... You mean Riddick 3?
Or the... Yeah.
I imagine Riddick 2 was bad. But that's cool.
Well, this one was just called Riddick.
Take it to the threshold! The
oh, okay.
Yeah,
the threshold.
Oh, man, that movie sucked.
Never forget Chronicles of Riddick. Narnia.
It's the chronic what?
Close. When I was a kid, I was convinced that. So I saw The Chronicles of Riddick, and then I saw that there was a movie coming out called The Chronicles of Narnia, and I was like, I don't remember anything about Narnia and Riddick. What the fuck does this have to do with Riddick? Because I just thought the franchise was like The Chronicles.
Because you're a dumb kid.
Yeah. Yeah, but I still looked older than you did back
probably.
Then.
Probably. That's probably yeah. true.
So who's the dumb kid now?
Still you.
Yeah.
If anything, Ryan's still and will always be the smart kid.
I'll just be the dumbass old looking dude.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're that the old. Dumb adult.
I'm the dumb old bitch. I'm yep. old ass bitch.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Move
so,
along.
What happened this week?
Oh, a lot of thing?
Nothing.
Nothing really, but...
Nintendo set their buildings on fire to collect insurance money.
So I saw an article saying something about them releasing something on a phone, or was that just a joke
there
article?
There was a report, like a rumor, that they were going to start doing free apps to promote their console and... Oh, like those products. So they would have like a little mini game for the next Mario game.
Right. At least that's like innovative, I guess.
But then after that report, Nintendo's like, we're never doing that. We'll see.
Well, like, they were like, well, cell phone, like, they get their games from the internet, and we don't know how to do that, so.
We've heard of this.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't heard of this. Do any of you know what this is? Fun fact,
no.
I'm
what is?
Under my desk, and there's a mouse dangling from the back.
Oh, I thought you meant like a real mouse for a second.
No.
Oh, man, I thought you were like in like my Boston apartment status.
Oh, that'd be so gross.
Ninja Mouse. Yeah. Ninja Mouse has infiltrated the house.
There's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Mouse hanging.
But in actual game news, actually not even in actual game news, what the fuck, Sly Cooper animated film is revealed, which I think after watching that trailer is kind of neat, because...
It looks good.
It's kind of like an extension of these mascot franchises that don't seem to have any foothold anymore, because there's that Ratchet and Clank movie that I totally forgot about until today, until Javi reminded me.
But, yeah, I mean, we'll see how they perform when they come out. I hope they do well.
Yeah, we'll see how they perform and how, like, good they are. But,
you know, when I first saw those trailers, I was like, so are these, like, straight to video or what? But then they're, like, in theaters 2015. And I'm like, what? So, I'm excited. I want to see. I'm excited
so
to see
this
how
this, like, Cooper
do.
Movie. I haven't seen it. Is it, like, is it animated, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
but
CG.
It's a different art style because
it's
like,
not cel shaded.
Yeah, the game.
So they didn't go the Super Mario Brothers movie route and hired John Leguizamo to play Sly Cooper.
No,
you know damn well John Leguizamo would be in the wheelchair.
No.
John Leguizamo.
Lego my ego Zamo. Le Goat Zamo. That fucker from Summer of Sam.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie. Spike Lee, it sucks.
Yeah, it does. Remember the scene where the guy's just like yelling at the dog? And the dog's like talking to him?
Yeah.
Fuck that movie.
Fuck Spike Lee. He hasn't done one good movie, except for 25th Hour.
I prefer the other Spike.
Spike Jones?
Yeah.
Wait, are Bentley and Murray's last names Turtle and Hippo?
No, they don't. It's the Murray.
Because
the Murray.
In the PlayStation blog post, it says, Sly Cooper is a Connecticut comedic heist film that tells the story of Sly Cooper, an orphan raccoon thief, and the adventures of his childhood friends and partners in crime, Bentley Turtle and Murray Hippo.
They never had...
Oh. Well, they said in the blog that they fucked up Murray's character model, like gave him the wrong hat or something, and then Sucker Punch had to correct it. I'm like, how did you
welcome
fuck that
to
up?
Game Over You're Nation? Making... I am Ryan Human, alongside Javi Human, Gabriel Human, and Dylan Human.
And Dylan Raw Dog.
Oh yeah, Dylan Raw Dog. He's the one different one.
Okay, and...
I can't Steam share with you guys.
We're not family.
He's just gotta fight another raw dog.
You call this here and that down there
family? Man, I want to watch Ninja Turtles now.
Splinter!
We had this whole conversation about Ninja Turtles before. Now we're talking about it again.
Yeah, speaking of which, I don't think I've said it on the podcast, but if I have, I'll say it again. Check out the Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles. It's really good. The reboot. It's fucking awesome.
That's what's going on right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going on right now. I think that Hulu has like 5 episodes of the new season on it, but if you can, you can get your hands on the first season on all sorts of different video platforms, and it's awesome. Basically, like, if you're a big fan of the original series, the cartoon, if you go back and watch it, it's not great. Like, you might be like, well, you know, it's part of my childhood, so I like it.
It hasn't aged well.
Yeah, it did not. If you watch it, like, objectively, it's kind of hot garbage.
So is this Nickelodeon, is it current? Is it going on now?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. They're in season 2 right now, and it's awesome.
Do they have Irma?
No. Oh. Like, that's what I really like about it. It's really pure. Like, every episode is just the turtles going out into the city and training at nighttime, and they just run into different monsters, or like, they have different problems, and it's... Like, the meat of the show is them interacting with each other, like, clashing with each other's personalities and dealing with their issues, and that's what's interesting about it.
Episodes with giant Irmas.
Yeah, well, and it's got, like, cool, like, hints of anime. It's got a lot of, like, weird emoticon moments, and then, like, where their faces get all chibi and stuff, and then it'll have crazy monster movie stuff, or... Then it has serious moments, then lots of comedy. It's great. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check that out.
I think I have Nickelodeon somewhere on my television.
In the world.
So yeah. how do you guys feel about this Sly Cooper movie? Like, do you think this could be something that, like, they could continue to do for, like, Jack and Daxter?
That's what I'm hoping
and, like,
for.
Maybe, like, Spyro or something? I don't know.
But... No.
Spyro.
Oh, Crash Bandicoot. Everybody's waiting for that.
And just his first line of Crash Bandicoot better be pancakes.
No. Yep.
Pancakes.
No.
The thing is, these are characters that have enough of a personality and their games have enough of a storyline that these movies are natural extensions. Like, I was just thinking right now, oh man, what if we had a fully animated 3D, just gorgeous Mario game, Mario movie, that wouldn't work. Like, what the fuck is the story? And that wouldn't feel right.
The Goombas, like, are coming through the dimension to turn us into, like, monkeys.
Having, like, full-blown dialogue between Mario and Bowser and stuff like that, it would just be bad.
Monkey!
Well, it's slated to come out in 2016, and oh, it's going to be in 3D.
It'll be timely, I'll tell you that much. They better release another game between now and then. Jeez.
You know what comes out before that?
Half-Life 3.
New season of Top Gear.
Oh, well, that's relevant.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no way. Oh, okay. Okay, so it's being directed by Kevin Monroe, who, the first movie it says he directed is Dylan Dog, Dead of Night.
Dylan Raw Dog.
It's fate. It's fate.
Which has a solid 8% on Rotten Tomatoes.
They couldn't handle the fake truth behind my life.
You should look at the fresh reviews on that movie. That's, like, become my hobby, looking at movies that are, like, universally panned or loved, and then looking at
the opposite
reviews. The 1%. Like, seeing what, yeah.
So he directed that CG TMNT movie.
I like that movie.
Oh, I love that movie. Well, I mean,
I think
we went to the midnight showing, remember?
Yep. That movie is really good, except for, that's why.
Except for the story. The story was stupid.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the movie's really good as long as it's about the turtles. Once it's about Patrick Stewart and his stupid siblings,
no one gives a shit. We are a family.
Oh,
my brother.
Chris Evans is Casey Jones? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Sarah Michelle Gellar is
April O'Neil.
April O'Neil, yeah.
Welcome to 2006, Gabe.
Seven. Bitch.
Whatever. Yeah, we went to work that morning, too.
Yeah, we worked at 4 a.m.
After a scene.
That was cool, though.
Good times.
And that movie paid tribute to all parts of the Turtles. Like, it had stuff from all three movies in the backgrounds. Like, the Time Scepter and stuff was in Splinter's room and everything from the third movie. It's just really cool.
That Shredder helmet was way too bulky.
Yeah.
I was like, man, Shredder's got a fat head.
Fat head.
So we'll see how that goes. This guy's a Oroku
fatty.
Yeah, no, this guy's resume doesn't seem too hot.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. I don't know who's directing that Ratchet and Clank movie. They should just tell.
Wait, so that guy is doing Sly?
Yeah, Kevin Monroe.
Sly's gonna be great then.
Kevin Monroe is directing Sly.
As long as it sticks to the main characters, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look at that trailer. Like, it's full of personality.
It says it might be just be the director of the trailer, but it says director Kevin Monroe in the description. So,
well, that trailer when I was watching it did remind me of TMNT. So,
yeah.
So that would make sense. Yeah, I think it's an interesting idea, and it'll be cool to see how it works out.
See.
Yeah. I want that Daxter movie. Where's my Daxter Vita game?
I love Daxter.
Waiting for my Daxter Vita game.
It's true.
And then in other news, there's not really much. There's some leaks of, like, Source 2 that look pretty freaking rad.
Badical.
And then, people speculated that it's for Left 4 Dead 3, but turns out it's just a fucking Left 4 Dead 2
Fuck
remake.
Fuck you. If Left 4 Dead gets a third game before Half-Life, I will shit.
They're not allowed to make a third game on anything else.
I think that's more likely than Half-Life.
I agree. I think you're right.
Definitely be easier.
Chomsky can't be held back.
Nope. Chomsky knows no bounds.
Ryan, Nog
Chomsky.
Noam Chomsky was in Half-Life Episode 2.
Well, he can't be held back still.
Motherfucker's in everything.
You're right.
Have you guys played Broken Age yet?
No, I need to. It came out today.
Did it?
Yeah, today's the official launch date.
I've had it for 2 weeks now, or whatever, a week, and I have zero interest in playing it.
But Nog Chantra.
I want to play it. I have great interest in playing it. I just need to.
You have my family information, Gabe and Brogdog.
Well, I backed it.
Oh.
So I have it. I've had it for 2 weeks.
Never mind. That's cool, I guess.
Let's see. So here's this other little tidbit. So it turns out that PlayStation Now is sending out closed beta invites, but also that's only planned for PlayStation 3 titles. Like, PlayStation Now is only, they're like, in terms of games library, PlayStation 3 is like the main focus.
Yeah,
but then PS4 will be able to emulate PS1 and PS2 games.
Yeah, that's what they're saying
in the future.
Oh, cool!
And potentially upgrade them.
Yeah,
like, yeah. So that's exciting. So all the PS1 and 2 games that you buy on PS4 would potentially be HD re-releases.
Yeah. Yes.
That's cool. But they'd be HD in the sense of, like, running them on an emulator. Upscaled. With, yeah, well, you know, like if you run Mario Sunshine or Wind Waker on an emulator.
Oh, Wind Waker looks so amazing on emulator.
Yeah, yeah. But they'd have to find a balance with each game, I think, to like make sure that there's no glitchy action happening. But if they can figure it out, that's freaking exciting.
Yeah, that's like that's what I think those kind of re-releases should be, you know, instead of just those the PlayStation 2 classics or whatever they are on the PlayStation Store now that are just standard definition ugly muck.
Yeah,
and are usually games that no one cares about.
Yeah.
Shut up, Maximo also was awesome.
Also doing that.
Sounds awesome.
What I was trying to say is also doing it through emulation and kind of like making it emulate at a higher resolution and stuff, that's way more efficient than rebuilding the game from the ground up like they were doing on the PS3, like all that, those MGS and Xenogears, or was it Xenogears? Sorry, no, Zone of the Enders and Silent Hill and all that, like those were all taking old assets and rebuilding the game so that it runs on PS3. But now you can just get an emulator that runs stable on the PS4, and boom, you got games created for free.
They should just hire the people that made that PCS X2 mod.
Oh, absolutely.
And just be like, hey, do this for our PlayStation 4.
Yep. And since the PS4 is essentially a high-end computer,
it's just a basic PC.
Yep.
It's not to sell or anything. God, fuck the cell.
Yeah.
Think we can say that. So, however many years later.
Asshole.
Eight years later. Or 7 years later. Fuck the cell.
Nice processor, dickwad.
It sucks that... Isn't it interesting that, like, at the beginning of every launch, there's one console that's the odd man out? So, like, last gen it was the PS3, and this gen, it seems like the Xbox One, at least at the beginning, is getting the short end of the stick on every port. Like, it turns out Tomb Raider's running at half the frame rate now on Xbox One, and the graphics
And there's a report that the, what is it, like, the graphics reserve, or the, like, GPU reserve is getting, like, cut down in percentage, so it'll have, like, less power for visuals.
Right. I wonder how much of that is because they had the... Because originally they were planning on the console being...
Who just fell over?
Had to have been Dylan.
I've seen Dylan fall over. He loses his teeth.
It's true.
But yeah, I was saying, I wonder how much of that is because they had to redact all their
online
cloud stuff.
Dude,
cloud is the future.
They really shouldn't have launched that yet. It's so unfinished.
Is it, Ryan?
I'm not Ryan.
I wouldn't say it's unfinished. I
feel like it's very similar to the Wii U launch that, like, it just requires... It doesn't come with, like, everything that they talked about.
There's some apps that didn't show up, but as far as hardware, it's fine. Like, it's...
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, hardware-wise, yeah, it's just, like, the operating system and all that. It just doesn't seem... From what I've, like, read, it just doesn't seem like it's complete.
I mean, the PS4 has its share of issues, too.
Well,
people's saves and shit.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you
it works.
Your
it just,
it's just a launch,
it's
I guess.
It's the way it's customized. Like, you have to kind of build your own interface instead of them giving you one and saying, here. Like, you add your own shortcuts and pin stuff and can kind of make it your own. And it's not super intuitive how to do that. If anything needed work, that I'd say probably did, because it's not super clear how to get the things you want where you want them.
It sounds like Windows 8.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
My Surface, God. Dude, I had to Google everything. I'm like, how do you turn it off? How do you close?
Yeah. The only way I know how to turn it off is you either hold that, like, screen lock button or Control-Alt-Delete.
What?
And then hit the power button.
Are you
I don't know how
you
to...
stupid?
A Windows 8?
Well, you don't have a Pro, right?
With Windows, no, I do. With Windows 8, you go into the corner and shit pops up.
Yeah, you click on the battery, and then you click power settings, and then you haven't...
Gabe, you work for Microsoft, and you don't know how to shut down the Windows 8 machine.
I don't work. I work at Microsoft, excuse me.
But the thing is, it's like not intuitive, and that's kind of their shtick. They're like, well, once people know how to do it, then they'll know.
And then you can like install the Chrome app instead of like the Chrome browser for the desktop, and that just like fucks with everything.
No, well,
I hate that.
What I did is I went to Chrome and I downloaded Chrome proper and I installed it, and then it asked me, "Do you want this to be your default browser?" And I'm like, "Yes." But what that does is makes it into a Chrome app. Like, I can't open Chrome as a window.
Yeah.
And so it just takes up the whole screen as an app. And so you have to make it not your default browser. So Internet Explorer has to be my default browser so that I can use Chrome the way I want to.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They make odd decisions, I agree.
Yeah, my boss hates Google with, like, every fiber in his being. But, like... 'Cause
Bing, baby.
Well, no, he's a contractor, too, but it's just like, at least Google fucking makes shit that works. Like, Internet Explorer, I have to use that, and it's goddamn terrible.
You have to use Internet Explorer?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
It's quote-unquote faster for the tools I have to use, but that just means it only works on Internet Explorer.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it's faster in the sense
it's
that
it's faster
it
than
works.
Not at all.
we have a customer that specifically requests us not to install Windows or Internet Explorer 10 or 11, and we're like, dude, Google stopped supporting 8 and 9 a long time ago. You're gonna have to upgrade sooner or later, and they won't. I'm like,
they scream later, and then they run out of the building.
They're clearly tech savvy enough that they could stop the automatic updates.
So, like, what the hell? No, so I hide the update for them. Okay. I go in and hide it for them so that it doesn't automatically do it.
Oh no, guys! And Mirror's Edge 2 might be in trouble. EA reported $308 million loss in Q3 of 2014.
Well, impossible. Game, your pipe dream was always just that.
Go fuck yourself.
I actually looked at, like, the Mirror's Edge Twitter yesterday and, like, their website, and they haven't done anything since, like,
it was announced.
It
just said, nope, in all caps.
it just says, sorry.
I would have said, fuck you, Gabe.
It says, coming soon? Question mark?
No, in the trailer it says coming when it's ready. You can't be ready without money, which EA is losing because Battlefield 4 doesn't fucking work still.
It still doesn't.
Dude, that game still deletes saves just by playing. Like, if you play that game single player, there's like a 50% chance your save gets deleted.
That sounds like a disaster. Did they, like, rush it out to beat Call of Duty to the stores?
Of course they did.
Since that's, like, its only... Apparently, that's its only purpose of existing is to directly
Not to be a good game, but beat Call of Duty.
You guys are sick of Call of Duty, right? So here's the 30th Battlefield game. We don't make that many, like, other guy.
It doesn't work, per se, but here it is.
Hey, at least we don't release it every year.
But hey, check out that menu, though. Mm. And EA says that its sales were not hurt by quality issues. Well, that's
you're right
because no one knew about it before they bought it.
They were hurt by something.
And like they apparently there's an article that EA said like the only people that really care about these issues are the reviewers. Like the normal person doesn't care about that.
But the normal person doesn't want their save.
They don't want their save. They don't want, like, connection issues.
I find that hard to believe.
Like,
I hope one day in my lifetime EA dies and they can sell off all their things. And,
like THQ?
And, like, yeah. And Mass Effect will go to a competent publisher / developer.
Activision.
No. someone else.
Oh man, and I forgot about Origin until like just now. I wonder how that's going for them.
I don't have it installed anymore, I don't think.
I don't.
Even though they gave me some free games for it.
Yeah, they just like threw free games at free you games! For this Humble Bundle.
Free games! And I'm like, yeah, free game. Oh, this sucks.
Yeah, and then Harris and I played like... We tried to play Dead Space 3 as hard as we could. We really did.
I'm pretty sure we watched Rachel go through most of it.
Yeah.
Those are in PAX.
Yeah, while we were recording our 100th episode, Rachel was playing Dead Space 3.
That's right.
And the entire time I was just thinking, I'm so sorry.
Well, that franchise is good and dead. So.
Yeah.
Same with Mirror's Edge, too.
It died because their own greed. Like, they killed it. They held it underwater and then were like, oh, well, it didn't perform well.
EA turned Japanese. They really think so.
Yeah, they pulled a Capcom. Full-on Capcom.
God, Capcom's, like, digging a hole right now.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think is Capcom's only profitable franchise? Is it Street Fighter?
Yep. Street Fighter. They're about to come out with another one.
Street Fighter prints money. That's their only income.
Because
everything else, they're just pouring it down a well.
Okay.
And they, like, don't... They clearly don't understand their fan base at all because they said, like, a few weeks back that the Resident Evil fans are in, like, their late 30s. And that they essentially said people stop playing games once they turn 50.
Like if I was okay, if I was tomorrow, like I start my first day as the head of Capcom, what I do to like make sure we make a profit, I'd find a sensible budget, probably about the same that was used for the previous game, but I would immediately start production with the original team on Devil May Cry 5 and have it with old Dante and just forget DMC. Just pretend like Devil May Cry just continues from 4. Be like, all right, let's do that.
The time has come and so have I.
Fans would lose their fucking minds. You know they would. And it would
Well, how
be
many
just...
Devil May Cry fans are out there? Like, how profitable...
Well, DMC 4 was the most successful Devil May Cry to that point. You know, and...
Not successful enough.
Yeah, exactly. Capcom's like, it didn't perform. It's like, what the fuck, guys?
Well, that's just like a Japanese... That's like a Japanese company mindset. Like, Square Enix does the same shit.
Yeah,
Tomb Raider, three million copies.
What I think is happening...
Not good enough.
Yeah, and what I think is happening is that they're pouring way too much money into these games. Like, make it sensible. Pull an Atlus. Atlus spends very little money, makes... less profit than these blockbuster games, but it's a huge profit compared to what they spent. Mm-hmm. And that's business, you know? Like, that's the problem. They want to spend obscene amounts of money and expect to make obscene amounts back, but they're not. They're making good money back, but maybe not enough to justify what they spent. And look at Resident Evil 6. That game is like four games. Like, that's like four games, like gameplay wise. How long it is, how much content, but it all sucks. Like, think about how expensive, like, what a waste of fucking money that game was.
Hey, it's better than Battlefield, where there's all this content and you can't get to any of it.
That's true. Resident Evil functions.
EA's idea of unlockable content is that it's locked until they learn how to fucking fix it.
Yeah.
I like your idea of using the original team, except that won't happen because it's Kamiya, but...
Was Kamiya on DMC4? I thought...
No, from DMC1.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the DMC4 team.
Oh!
Like bring it back to the, like... Not Ninja Theory or whichever.
Okay, because I was like, good luck with that.
I'm just saying, make it in-house again with the Devil May Cry 4 team. And then for Resident Evil, alright, let's just fucking stop. Resident Evil's gone retarded a long time ago, and everybody wants a breath of fresh air.
That's the one that does need a remake.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Just start over.
How do you give it a breath of fresh air? You start over. Resident Evil. Just call it Resident Evil and make it play like Resident Evil 6.
What if they call it Biohazard in North America and then Resident Evil in Japan? They should do
new,
that.
New Super that Resident Evil U.
You can't do that because you'd lose all brand recognition immediately, and that's the thing that makes it sell. You know, I mean, you just you have to
sure as shit isn't the quality. Learn that.
So I'd immediately put into production Resident Evil and make it maybe not a direct remake because we've already gotten that, but maybe inspired by the first game. And yeah, and just send a team to make that and make it based on like Resident Evil 4's mechanics and make it scary and keep it again at a sensible budget. Don't fucking pour obscene amounts of money behind this thing and just expect it to pay back. So and that's your first step. And then also Mega Man. Reboot Mega Man. Just call it Mega Man.
Like Mega Man can be made so fucking cheap. Like
yeah.
Ungodly cheap.
Well, or you can get millions and millions of dollars from Kickstarter and make Mighty Number 9 in parentheses, not Mega Man.
And that's the thing. Like, if Capcom were smart, which they clearly are not at all, if they were smart, they would look at Mighty Number 9, look at the support behind it, and be like, that what was that, $3 million? They're like, $3 million? All right, let's put $10 million down, which is not a lot. Let's put $10 million down. And make Mega Man the reboot, and make it look like Mighty Number 9, which looks like Mega Man, but better, you know. And bam, you just obliterated that competitor because you're Mega Man. You're not this knockoff, you know. Whatever. So
yeah, they got nearly 4 million, 3.8 million.
Okay.
Yeah, if Mighty Number 9, well, Mighty Number 9, like tech, kind of already is a success because they broke their like goal.
Right.
As long as they don't pull a Double Fine and ask for more money afterwards.
Hey, so look.
Like, if Mighty Number 9 is even like the slightest bit successful, Mega Man's dead. Mega Man already is dead. Like, it's not coming back. Capcom isn't doing shit with Mega Man.
Well, and that's what's frustrating looking at them, because
they should,
it's like,
you know,
reboot,
why not
reboot, and that's what's kind of really funny with Devil May Cry. Like, they did reboot Devil May Cry, and so like the smart thing to do is unreboot it. So Devil May Cry 5 would be the smart thing to do.
It's just treat Devil May, just treat DMC like it never happened.
Yeah, exactly. Just fucking sweep it under the rug, give the fans what they
want.
It's
not canon.
Dude, fans would be so happy. Because to this day, DMC is a bad word. People are like, fuck that. Fuck everything. Blah. And if you're like, all right, DMC 5, everybody's like, what? You would just... If Capcom just listened to me.
Capcom, please.
I can save you. I can save you.
Let me save you.
Let me save you. You're going bankrupt, you idiots. God damn it. And the Street Fighter, just stay the course. Whatever.
Like
Street Fighter 5 will come in
agree
like 10
with,
years.
I don't agree with the way they do that like business model of just like all the re-releases of Street Fighter. I kind of understand why some people support it, because, you know, the people that do support it are like crazy
well,
in Street Fighter.
If
and
you're
like,
into
those
it.
Little tweaks, those little tweaks will actually mean a lot to you. But I think Street Fighter, maybe the next one, could actually benefit from a model like Killer Instinct. You know, I think free-to-play fighting game is, you know, kind of a good idea.
It's true. I would only play as Cammy. I only play as Cammy anyways.
Yeah, if you... I really like the Killer Instinct model because I play as one or two characters in every fighting game. So if I could spend 10... or $15 total and just have the game.
Yeah, know, and like, and if you go back to like when Killer Instinct was announced, I'm pretty sure I said like, what the fuck is free to play? This is bullshit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, but no, that's like smart. You know,
well, especially
there's nothing
the whole rotate every week they rotate
the
free character.
They do the League of Legends model with
really?
Yeah, yeah. Though that's what League of Legends does. Like, they have 117 champions. And every week there's 8 different ones that are free to play.
Hmm.
And then twice a week there's sales of three different ones. So six different champions go on sale every week, and eight different champions are free every week.
Right.
Or if you're crazy like me, you just own every one of them.
It's true, he does.
God.
I own half of them.
Wow.
I actually, if you email Riot Games how much, like, asking how much money you've spent on the League of Legends, I'm pretty sure they tell you. Tempting to do that.
Gabe probably spent more on that now than TF2.
Probably. It's probably close.
Gabe hangs out with his real friends.
Fuck all of you guys.
Hey, let's go to Portage Bay.
Yeah, right now?
Oh, yeah, dude. I would kill some banana.
Banana Foster.
While we were sitting here, I backed that Revan game.
Me too, Ryan.
Nice. Is that the Metroid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I did that too, Ryan. Good.
It looks a little. I mean, it's
yeah, it needs expensive. Polish. It needs
yeah,
polish,
definitely. But the heart is in the right place.
Yes.
I really like the end of the trailer too, with that giant monster in the dark. It's very cool. But yeah, well, I was looking at it, I'm like, this is kind of shameless. This is fucking
Oh, nice, yeah, right? It
like
is.
When the opening like, especially of the trailer the is the ship dropping down, and it kind of looks like...
Well, yeah, the
yeah
ship
after flying to a space station that's stranded in the middle of nowhere,
well,
floating around.
And then your character's on screen, and it's... I swear, they just traced it. They just drew on top of Samus. But whatever, man.
They have to refund everyone's money because they get sued. They need lawsuit well, money now.
I look at this as, like, really, really hardcore fans just giving a big, fat middle finger to Nintendo for not releasing Metroid Dread. Like, if you're not going to do it, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I want a side-scrolling Metroid game.
Metroid Fusion was the last one. Like, god damn it. Well, I guess Zero Hour, or what is it called? Zero Mission.
Zero Mission was good.
That's on the Game Boy Advance, right?
Yeah, that was so long ago.
No, you forgot Metroid Prime Hunters.
No, that wasn't 2D.
Oh, that wasn't 2D. Yeah, you're right.
I'm talking side-scroller Metroid. And, like, yeah. The Game Boy Advance was really the last one. Like, man, you skipped the whole DS. The most
oh, my God. It's even got the fucking, like, speed boots where you're just blowing through enemies
yeah.
as you run.
Yeah.
That's great.
And what's cool about this being an indie game is they can go as dark as they want. You know, yeah. they don't have to
and for those of you who don't know, we're talking about a game called Revan that's up on Kickstarter right now. You should go
and
take a look at it.
It is a, like, cut-and-paste Metroid clone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're not mad at that.
No, I'm not. Saying that's like a bad thing. Someone
yeah,
should do it because
and,
they don't people
and it's
want it.
It's based out of Dallas, which is cool.
And if the nice part too is, well, I mean, it's an early bird special, so if you can get in there before it's up, you can back it for $10 and get the game. So that's what I did. I was like, $10, sure.
I did not stop there.
What did you do, Ryan?
That's nothing.
Ryan, what did you do?
No, I'm good.
No, that's. That, no.
Let's just say my name's gonna be in the game.
All right, what is
no,
that?
That's awesome, dude. I look at that kind of stuff, and you know, there was an article about this game on IGN, and they talked to the developer. I think it's only one guy. It might be a guy and his friend, but he was saying that you know we asked for 18,000 because that's the bare minimum of what we need to survive to create this game.
Right.
He's like, we're gonna. If we only make 18,000, the game is going to exist, but we still have to get part-time jobs to pay the rent.
Right. Well, they got...
What's that?
They got 24 days left, and they're already just about to 12,000, so I think they're going to be fine.
Awesome. So, to let everyone know, Ryan donated $100.
Wow.
Thanks, Gabe.
Hey. I don't think that's... anything to be embarrassed about. You're letting some guys live their dream, and you're getting something you want.
Wow, Ryan.
I'll probably get this game now just to see Ryan's stupid name.
I donated $10.
Ryan's going to leave behind information for the player to discover in data logs, and he's also going to get a physical copy of the game.
I'm glad I checked what I did, because they only did 20 of those.
Yeah, there's
but
only
I got,
one left,
I got number
so.
19 of
go,
the
go,
20.
Go.
Were you
I just
I was gonna say, will Ryan leave a story about the raw dog?
Yeah, do you get to write your story?
That'd be great.
That'd be a good back.
Yeah.
I just donated an extra $20 to a Hat in Time so that I can get in on the Alpha, which is coming out in February. So that's,
can I still donate to that?
Yeah, you can if you didn't donate enough to get into the Alpha initially, which was like $100 initially. So like I donated 15 to their Kickstarter, which gets you a copy of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, "Oh, did you want to get into the Alpha? Well, you can still upgrade your donation." And so you had to add $20 to your Kickstarter donation. So I went ahead and did that. I really want to get my hands on it. And also help.
Oh, that game looks so good.
It looks really good. I'm excited to.
Oh, I'm
which one is this?
When you get that beta.
It's a 3D platformer. That's like looks like Wind Waker.
It's like Wind Waker and Mario Sunshine had delicious, delicious sex.
A Hat in Time, 3D collect-a-thon platformer.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Wait. So can you donate now?
Oh shit! It's already up.
What?
0 seconds to go.
Yeah, no. This is from like June.
Yeah, this was funded in the summertime.
Yeah, gotcha. Where the living was easy.
They're about to release the Alpha build for backers to play.
Oh, so, that's cool.
Yeah, so you can up your backing, which I did, so that you can get in on the Alpha.
Gotcha.
So like you love fucking Metroid, so you're going all in on that, and yes. I love 3D platformers, so I'm totally supporting this guy.
Where's the Mirror's Edge Kickstarter?
I love porn games.
Custard's Revenge, Custard's Last Stand, whatever the fuck that game's called.
Oh, shit.
The credits of that game are just gonna be Dylan Roush.
One backer.
One backer.
All of his money.
One backer. My dick.
Holy shit.
Hey, Gabe.
What's up, baby?
I'm sorry, but at 40 minutes, you're going to have to delete a lot of content from my microphone.
What'd you do?
I had a full conversation with my roommate without realizing it. I muted Skype, and then I looked over and I was like, "Oh shit!"
Stop explaining it.
Still recording.
Leave it in.
Yeah, you should listen to it and see what it's like first.
No, it's just us talking about rent.
Oh, all right.
I just kept saying my social security number over and over again. It was super weird.
It's 2945.
Oops. So write that down, Gabe.
Dylan.
And then
Roush.
I have to edit out all this garbage here.
That was why I said so.
I haven't had to like actually edit a show in a long time.
Thanks, Dylan.
This is that's why I said something during the podcast.
So, is that it?
Oh, eat a dick, Dylan. All right.
It's time for Quest Tubs.
It's time for Quest Tubs. Tubs.
Quest Tubs. All right, let me get back out from under my desk. Okay.
Have you been recording?
What?
Have you been recording from under the?
Yeah, table? I laid down.
Oh.
All right.
So we didn't have to look at Rachel glaring at him anymore.
She's watching 21 Jump Street. I'm jealous.
Oh.
I forgot that chick from Scott Pilgrim's in it.
What's her name?
Hot.
Brie Larson.
I don't know.
Did you hear, like, Jonah Hill took, like, next to nothing to do that Wolf of Wall Street movie?
No.
Because he just wanted
to
do
something
with
Martin
Scorsese.
It took, like, $70,000 to do it. I mean, that's not next to nothing, but compared to, like... what he would normally get.
Yeah, well, Martin Scorsese is his favorite director, so.
Ah, interesting.
That could be how he got the job.
Alright, so Rachel Gray writes in, Mary Boffkill, Peter Molyneux, David Cage, or Phil Fish?
Alright, I got this.
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti for all three.
I would marry David Cage because he seems like the kind of guy that wants to give you the world, but he keeps fucking up.
He really tries.
Actually,
he
that's
really
Peter Molyneux.
Dumbass.
Yep.
I would kill Phil Fish because I can't stand him.
You don't want to just like hate fuck the shit out of Phil Fish?
No. Have you seen his beard?
I guess you have to hate fuck David Cage. I don't like any of them.
Yeah, Rachel.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to. You're wasting your time if you're going to fuck Molyneux, because he, for the same reason you said about marrying the other guy, he will promise you the world, and then you will just.
Yeah, but like, you can get like hype. You can get hype for that. If you marry that, you know, you're going to be disappointed for a lot longer.
You know, you can't marry David Cage because he smells of fish.
You can't fuck Peter Molyneux because you have all these high expectations, and then.
Strangely enough, who doesn't smell a fish?
He wouldn't actually have an asshole.
You go into him thinking it's going to be amazing, and then, like, it's, you know.
Turns out he doesn't have a butthole. He's missing a key component that he promised you.
And Phil Fish makes you fucking do differential equations to get in there. Gotta find a star chart.
Jesus.
So yeah, this
gotta research cryptography. Motherfucker.
And then he just yells at you if you have any complaints.
Yeah. He won't patch his stupid naked body.
His stupid naked body. All right. Kyle McAnus says, what is your favorite awful licensed 90s video game?
Shaq Fu. Like
Yonoid. Shaq Fu.
Oh, yeah. I bought a copy of that not too long ago, too.
What was Troll Fighters or something? What the hell is it called?
Clay Fighter?
No.
Clay Fighters was licensed.
Remember those troll dudes with like the tall hair?
They were just called trolls.
Yeah, the trolls.
Yeah, well, there was a video game. It was like a beat 'em up, a side scrolling beat 'em up.
Really?
I would have to go with either Terminator versus RoboCop versus Terminator.
Oh god.
Or
just straight up Terminator 2 was shit.
Stone Protectors, that's what I'm thinking of. Motherfucking Stone Protectors.
RoboCop versus Terminator or Cool Spot?
Seven Up.
Do you guys remember this shit? Stone Protectors?
What about that Rugrats N64 game? Eh?
Oh, Jesus.
Stone Rugrats in Paris, wow. I think it was.
I can't believe that game existed.
What the fuck is this website?
Stone Protectors! I had this! On Super NES. It was so hard. Just like my cock.
Yeah. Oh, this looks terrible.
Whatever, man. GeoCities.
At least it's not Angel Fire.
Yeah. Alright. So, will you see the new RoboCop movie?
Hell no.
I probably will.
I watched the trailer for it, and it looked as uninspired as the Total Recall remake.
You know what else did?
Dread.
But Dread was awesome, I agree.
Yeah.
It was.
RoboCop does not look awesome.
Neither did Dread. I didn't like its
did
trailer.
I think I saw this. I watched a scene where RoboCop is like fighting like. What was the robot? ED-209?
Maybe.
Anyways, he's fighting like three of them, and it just looks really, really bland and generic. Like any other futuristic action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which just isn't appealing. I would not buy that for $1.
I'd say chances are it's going to be bad, but, you know.
You never know.
It could be Dread. And Dread's fucking cool shit.
I would rather have another Dread movie.
I know. These were being made at the same time. So there's that.
It just looks bad. I don't like the way he looks either.
It's got Gary Oldman.
He doesn't even sound like a robot.
It's got Gary Oldman.
He doesn't even look like... He looks like just a guy wearing, like, metal armor.
But does he sound like a cop?
He sounds like a guy. He doesn't sound like a robot at all.
But what if he sounds like a cop, then that's half the equation.
Detroit looked nice. What the fuck's that up with that?
Well, have you ever been to
that's
downtown?
The biggest problem.
This ain't RoboCop 3.
Omni Consumer Products doesn't look incompetent. Where's all the like the quasi futuristic TV commercials, like the Nukem game, where it was like Battleship.
They're not gonna put that all in the trailer.
I don't think
you're gonna eat your words when this movie's better than Schindler's List.
I don't even like Schindler's List.
Oh, you're one of them.
You racist.
You anti-Semite.
Yeah, jeez, Dylan. What's wrong with you?
I made out during Schindler's List.
Dal says, Sly Cooper movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
Ranch?
What's happening?
Rewind the podcast.
Eric Chavez says, Pandemonium? That's not a movie.
Ranch?
Ranch?
I don't... What's Pandemonium? What?
I think Adam will get a kick out of that if he listens.
What,
Ranch?
Wait, what? Pandemonium? Wait, what? I'm confused.
Don't worry about it.
It is wrong.
What are... Wait, hold on. Oh, I got Twitter questions.
Fuck it.
No, I have quished. Would you pay $60 for Gears of War Definitive Edition? Thank you.
No.
I paid $60 for that launch, and I hated it.
Yeah. I enjoyed Gears of War, but
I like.
I really
mode.
Don't care about it anymore.
Yeah, I don't think
I'd Microsoft
go and play
just
that.
Bought the license for it.
Hey, so. Plus, I have all the games anyway. So,
Avi, you remember that the first day I got my Xbox, and me and you tried to play co-op on through one of the Gears of Wars.
Oh yeah,
and I like the fell asleep one. While playing it.
It is when I just got an Xbox. I got a 360 from Mark, and I got Gears, and I'm like, "Will you play with me?" And you're like, "Okay." And it was a big mistake.
I fell asleep. I've done that in Halo Reach as well.
Well, fun fact, I tried doing the same thing with Rachel here with Gears 1, and I started falling asleep. And she's like, do you want to skip to Gears 2? And I'm like, no, I'm too tired
I'm
for
done.
Anything.
I'm done.
No, I want to skip to not this at all.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I fall asleep during games. And it's always when I'm playing with Avi. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Okay, I can...
I'm so relaxing.
Halo Reach. Super Smash Brothers. Rock Band.
You know what game did keep our attention the whole way through? Army of Two.
You're right.
As one.
He's right about that. That we were at. I was awake.
50 Cent, Blood on the Sand,
but not Kane and Lynch. Oh God.
Did I buy that and then like
you did,
and then I returned it the same day.
Oh my God.
Like, here's what happened. We decided we're gonna do some co-op shit. So I bought Army of Two, and you bought Kane and Lynch, and I won.
It was horrible. We thought it was going to be the other way around, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And
I've always wanted Army of Two.
It's fun. It's yeah. So stupid.
It's really bad, but it's fun.
It has right. Awesome back-to-back. 50
Cent, Blood on the Sand, man. That game was the shit.
Hey, and everyone remember to write in next week telling Hoppy to watch Attack on Titan already, because fuck.
What is that?
All right. It's an anime.
Chinese cartoon.
Oh.
It's
brought it to an anime.
It's a Korean claymation.
What is a katana?
You're busy doing
Japanese
Korean
sword.
Shit.
Hey, Harris Foster writes in, is Ryan an ageless robot? Think about it. He likes mechs, robots. He likes chicken wings, lubrication for robots.
What?
It's true. Ryan is. Yeah. Ryan is. Friends
he's
with,
got some splaining to do.
If I were a mech, I would spend most of my time at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
I would fuck robots.
If you were a robot, you would fuck robots. That's, I mean, I guess that's cool.
Well, I'm not going to sleep with any women.
Only ageless robots would be engineers.
No one wants a cold steel dick.
You never know.
Real steel. No, no, no.
Fuck.
They want a raw dog.
Fuck my exhaust pipe. Fuck my exhaust pipe.
Why would we use Noxzema to jerk off? You know, so it's all cold and tingly like a woman's vagina.
What?
Something that Andre said in the league.
Oh, I haven't watched the league in a long time. The last episode I saw was the one where like Robbie and Seth Rogen
shot at each other. Yeah. Anyway,
Gigawatt Conduit. Gigawatt Conduit asks, "What do you think we'll see from the Gears of War franchise going forward? Do you think we need more Gears?"
Nope.
I think we'll see beefy dudes with big guns.
They need a nap time option.
A lullaby mode.
Lullaby mode. Oh yeah.
The war didn't end, right? It's just, oh shit.
I never played Gears 3.
Shit. So not really.
Ten shitloads.
I expect to fall asleep.
Whatever. I expected. It's just like Halo. It doesn't have to end. I mean, you end one arc and then start.
They finished the fight.
Yeah, they've made a big enough world that you can.
Yeah, it can go on forever. I mean, it's like, this is like akin to somebody being like, "Do we need another Mario?" I mean. Technically, no, but I want another Mario, so fuck it. Why not? It's gonna make money, and people want it.
Eventually, they'll run out of 80s songs to put in their commercial.
So, yeah, whatever. I'm happy that I'm gonna get to see Gears on the Xbox One.
I'm happy to have a reason to go to sleep.
So yeah, that's my 10 cents.
Ow.
Ah, fuck.
Any more questions?
You guys don't have any sense. Not from my tweets.
I have
you
no sense.
Gabe, what do we got?
That's it.
You didn't ask anything?
No, I did. I did yesterday, and ain't nobody said nothing.
Oh,
it lied to me.
Like,
people said stuff, and then no one did.
Oh.
So I didn't check until it was too late. And then I was like, oh no.
Oh, Johnny licked my face. Alright. Ryan, to play us out.
Alright, well, if you want to find our other podcasts, go to GameOverNation.com and check it out. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like. You know, click that little like button. We
slash
like being
dumbass.
Liked. And you can also find, usually we'll post there when we're recording, so if you want to leave us some questions, you can do it there, or you can go to @GameOverNation on Twitter and send us some questions there, and also follow us. So, yeah. That's
wow.
It.
Awesome. That's all she wrote?
Oh, go check out Revan and, like, give them some money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's our Kickstarter this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to donate to one every week and talk about it.
You're right.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next week to see what Ryan spent obscene amounts of money on.
Obscenery.
Obscenery.
All right, so that's been episode 114 of Game Over Nation. I am glad you listened.
Me too!
Alright guys, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.